So here we go, man. I do not know if this ish is real or not, but my daughter sent me this and I am teed off. So let's get into it. This is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams, and I am here to chew bubblegum and talk-ish. And this is a rant. Now, I woke up to a text message from my daughter, and it was a lot that was, like, agitating me on this post, but it says, update. First, it says, it's an evil world we live in. This is by Grand Wizard Chattanooga. And I can't go into his post because he's private. So it says, update. This woman completely scammed everyone who donated to her GoFundMe page. 40K to date. Here's the latest. The owner of the establishment. And I don't know what establishment he's talking about. Because she, on the video, she's like out in like a parking lot area. So whatever. The owner of the establishment looked at the footage and saw no evidence of a woman getting hit. She did not file a police report. Several people who work in the medical field have stated that her injuries are consistent with someone having an allergic reaction to something. This truly was intriguing, but this woman played social media. And they're doing a reference to a YouTube video. Now, I'm not saying that YouTube videos are not legit, but most of the time they aren't always legit. So I've been trying to find any information as far as where she was at to see if there was any reports filed. She's claiming that she was in Houston, Texas, and you can pretty much try to pull up reports filed in that city and state. But again, I cannot locate anything. There was no actual news report there. On one of the articles, they literally took a picture of an ambulance and put it in their story. That was not the ambulance for this particular event. So, and then I'm reading at the bottom, you know, because I love going to the comments, and I can see one person's comment, and he's like, this is why us black men love white women. Can we count the number of black men who have been murdered by their white partners, white female partners? Yeah, that's a such thing. So the fact that you are claiming, oh, this is the reason why we love white women. Well, guess what, Negro? Y'all are dying by them. You're killing black women, but then you're dying by the white women. Okay, whatever. And then, you know, as far as whatever is concerned, as far as that, domestic violence, as far as men killing women, women killing men, is apparent. Let's not, you know, that's apparent. However, nothing, there's no two rights or two wrongs equal a right, okay? And one guy was like, he was in the comments on a YouTube video in regards to, and this is a different YouTube video, them trying to point out and give us the details as far as this story not being true as far as what happened to her. And they're using videos of of what she does on social media and how she be slapping people. They made it seem as if she deserved to get hit if she got hit. That happened days ago when this first came out. You have comments on the root. They show that those were pending. You have comments at the bottom of a lot of articles in relation to this woman where they looked her up, and basically so many were defending the fact that who she is and what she does on her social media accounts, that she was deserving of getting hit. So regardless of whatever happened. So it's like people are just out here being weird. If this woman is literally scamming people for a GoFundMe for something that didn't actually happen, and she's bringing this type of bullshit to the surface, whereas we can't trust black women, especially after that Carly situation, we can't trust black people to be out here telling the truth, like that Jesse Summit. What the hell is going on? But we can't trust people in general because there's so many cases where you have people lying on other people to escape them being criminals. And it's just, it's crazy. Like the 18-year-old neighbor who kills the 11-year-old girl. He sexually assaults this little girl, strangles her, and then he's going to tell the police. And then he's an illegal person over here. He's going to tell the police that two black men forced him to do it. I'm so confused as far as why black people are always thrown into their mouths. Like, and it's because the society, he's an illegal over here, okay? 18 years old, but yet he had the nerve to fix his mouth to say that two black men that was not there forced him to do what he did. Why would he say this? And it's because this society has criminalized black men, that's the go-to now. Black men are the number one targets of dehumanization of this society. Yet you have idiots like this stating that that's the reason why you're with white women. When you have the Karen stigma that is stemmed from white women attacking and using that to criminalize black men. So go ahead, do you, sir, dumbass. This one dude, I responded to him that because they were stating that, oh, well, you know, as far as black men is being, I guess, attacked in regards to these type of stories. But could we say that this was a one-off compared to the millions, and that may be exaggerating, but hundreds of thousands reported cases in regards to women losing their lives and or being attacked and assaulted by men. And especially, you know, the data goes into women of color, black women, that number increases for them. Either 12 and under, 18 and over, it increases. And my response was, it's not, because we still have black women who have died and been abused by black men. My mom was one. So get the F out of here. This B deserves what she gets because we don't need this BS. But the fact that men, not just black men, are out there attacking women, the problem has not changed. Regardless if she has lied, the problem has not changed. Tamika Chapman, Saria Hildebrand, Andrika McIntosh, Imani Robertson, Alicia Lofton, Ashley Henning, Kalia Jones. These are just some of the names of the women who have been attacked and or lost their lives recently due to men attacking them. Okay? And I'm not even, because I went to her page. It's a Ro Bashi, or Bashe. I went to her page. She has over 19.9K followers, 52 posts or whatever. But her page or account is also private, so I can't get into that. And so, I mean, of course, you have all the stories in regards to the black woman. After black woman is attacked with a brick, she's blamed. Because that's what the root went into that investigation and research on that. Based on the comments, I mean, that's proof that they were literally blaming her because of that. This story went viral. There's like numerous articles written on this, but yet no actual evidence in regards to what happened. No police report. No investigation. You know, that when you follow up and you'll see they, you know, they're like, they're investigating it. That person is still at large, whatever, et cetera, right? So we're still looking for that, and I cannot locate it. So it's just mad crazy that this is happening. However, female victims of violence, we already know that intimate partner violence includes victimization committed by spouses or ex-spouses, boyfriend or girlfriends, and ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends. Females aged 12 or older experience about 552,000 non-fatal violent victimizations, rape, sexual assault, robbery, or aggravated or simple assault by an intimate partner, a current or former spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend. In the same year, men experienced 101,000 non-fatal violent victimizations by an intimate partner. I mean, this is wild. It's crazy because what we're seeing out here is that people are unhinged, like crazy. Females aged 18 or older experience higher rates of intimate partner violence than females aged 12 to 17. Black females historically have experienced intimate partner violence at rates higher than white females. Hispanic and non-Hispanic females experience intimate partner violence at about the same rates, 4.1 per 1,000 females aged 12 or older versus 4.3 per 1,000, respectively. And this is data by the Federal Bureau domestic case. This is .gov, bjs.ojp.gov. And then we have, I mean, it's just, these cases are just coming up. Remember the guy, he's on one of those passport bros. He was featured, and I don't remember these people's names. I'm not sure. I know they may have featured his partner's name. He had just went overseas, married this woman, and murdered her like within a year. Not even a year. I think it was even shorter than that. Then murdered the lady, his new bride. That's crazy. And then we have the dude, the U.S. man who hurled the two female American tourists 165 feet down a ravine. And he killed one after he sexually assaulted her and her companion who tried to fight him off. He was arrested. You have Beauty Couch, who was influencer on Instagram. She was murdered. I've seen so many of these cases coming up through Instagram. I cannot find the articles back, but I remember the young girl, she turned down the guy, and they were young, the two young guys, and then they came back and shot her up because she rejected him. It's wild out there. I mean, it's just, at this point, it's beyond wild. People are losing their minds. And if you have a female like this cow, Robachi, whatever her name is, doing some shit like this and lying so that way she can scam and get money, it's beyond, it's just, it's so damn damaging. I can't even put, it's just, I'm so tired of hearing these stories of these people lying. Are we so influenced by social media where people are trying to just make a buck, where they will lie like this about somebody abusing them? And even if it's not somebody in general, you're still damaging the issue that we are having as far as black men in general, black women. That is what you're doing. You're creating this whole negative stigma in regards to that, because now you want to lie. And now you want people to be like, oh, well, this is what they do. And it's always going to be like, not every, all these cases, all of these issues that we're seeing, As far as domestic violence, women dying by the hands of their partners, men dying by the hands of their partners on live TV, is deeper than this shit. It's way deeper than this. And for this shit, for this female to do some shit like this, man, this is wild. And it's like, it's so, humans just need to be evicted from Earth. I mean, if I got the knock at the cabin door, if you know, you know. If I got the knock at the cabin door, do not expect to be alive by the end of that day. Go ahead and get your end of the year party shit going on. Act like it's a hurricane coming. Have your end of the world party. Last call for alcohol, because I will not ever sacrifice myself and or a loved one for this humanity. Not this bullshit. What would I do? Why would I sacrifice my loved one to save shit like this? If this shit, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that is happening in the world, man. I'm not sacrificing my people or myself to save this fucking humanity. Y'all got me bent. I do not think so. I mean, it's just crazy because then you go through the list. And this is like an older list, but it's so crazy because it's still happening. You have a new list like the one I just gave. Those are the current 2023 names of women who have been assaulted and are attacking or lost their lives. And this has been by intimate partners and or people just crossing their paths. I need to find and get the names, but I'm just up ranting because I woke up, okay? I need to get the names of those women that I've seen recently. I know it was a wife trying to escape her husband out of the damn window of the house and was murdered. And they were stating that she was murdered because she may have found out that he was on the DL. Are you serious? Black man shoot his wife in the car. It's just crazy. Then using it to stand your ground law, stating that she was attacking him. This list is old. Okay, so this is about 3 years old. Tierra Poya was a 22-year-old St. John's University college student who was shot in the face at point-blank range by a man she rejected after he began dancing on her during the annual Jay Over Festival in Brooklyn, New York. Janice Talton Jackson, this is via Essence. Janice Talton Jackson was a 29-year-old Pittsburgh woman who was fatally shot by a stranger from a local bar after she repeatedly rejected his sexual advances. Cherica Adams was a 24-year-old North Carolina college student who was murdered by a hitman while 8 months pregnant because her NFL star boyfriend put a hit out on her. Jessica Hampton, she was riding a Chicago subway. She had a domestic dispute that turned violent. And that's how she lost her life, fatally stabbed by her ex-boyfriend. Mary Spears, 27-year-old Detroit woman. She was shot to death by a stranger after she refused to give him her phone number. Okay, Mary Spears. Nokutala Tashi was a 28-year-old woman from Cape Town, South Africa, who was fatally shot after turning down a marriage proposal. This shit is happening everywhere. Cassandra Perkins, 22-year-old girlfriend of that NFL star, and he shot her and then he shot himself. And this is in regards to getting custody of his daughter after they split up. So, and that's crazy because did you even attempt to even just go to court? It's just wild. And he could have been already abusive and wasn't going to win that case. And that's the reason why he did what he did. It's crazy. I mean, this is wild. Nova Henry, 24-year-old woman murdered by her former lover and lawyer. And this is crazy because he fatally shot her along with her 10-month-old daughter after she relieved him as her lawyer and took out a restraining order against him for allegedly threatening her. He killed her and her baby. I'm sorry. It's at this point, it's just better to be alone. I'm not even trying to, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm not pushing myself on anyone. I'm not pushing my child on anyone, just like I didn't, you know, push my daughter on anyone. If you want to leave, leave. I'm not trying to, as soon as I see the red flag, so I'm out. I am not, I cannot stay in situations, and I generally don't even make it to a dating relationship with these people because I see the red flags, something feels off with me, I'm done. And I'm not as attractive, because you got these dudes in these comments saying, oh, who, we should have known that it was fake per that Robashi being hit in the face with the brick. They're claiming that if it is fake, we should know that it was fake, because they're basically talking about how she's not attractive for a guy to be trying to get her number. These fucking people. Again, humans needs to be evicted. I mean, pretty much, because at this point, it's crazy out here. The shit is wild as fuck. Okay, Lavina Johnson was a 19-year-old soldier in the United States Army who was brutally beaten to death and raped by unknown assailants. Her death was sadly ruled by suicide by the Army, despite her body being found with a black eye, loose teeth, broken nose, and burnt genitals. Why the fuck are we still joining the military? Shit is happening to young women still. Young women of color. And the shit is happening to men of color. Where there's no respect given to these people. Regardless if they're putting their life on the line. Regardless if they're out there joining the military to serve and protect this country. They are deemed, they're not looked at as being respected at all. Versus the gangs. The high priests of gangs and masses that we call law enforcement. Shit is wild. April Jace was the 40-year-old wife of actor who shot her to death over suspicion that she was having an affair after she told him she wanted a divorce. Julia Martin, beloved 27-year-old daughter and sister who was brutally stabbed to death by her ex-boyfriend. It's just, oh my God. I mean, it's just wild. It's just unbelievable. Do you have 29-year-old Shanae Moore shot and killed in her home? And then I know we're talking about the case of the new case in regards to the pregnant woman shot by police. And let's remember Charlena Lyles, who was shot 7 times. She was 14 and 15 weeks pregnant, and she died in June. She lunged at the police with a knife. They shoot her 7 times with the gun. You have a gun, she has a knife. How threatening is that for you, though? I mean, like, in all honesty, how threatening is that for you when you shoot somebody 7 times? Again, I have no respect for those people. I have no respect for the worst gangs in America. There's so many pregnant women, and this was a while ago, but this year when this story was published, a shooting off Industrial Drive killed a pregnant 21-year-old Jackson woman on June 11th. The incident has been ruled a homicide, according to the coroner. Aria Anderson was 8 months pregnant when she was shot in the head and leg late Saturday night after leaving Soups, a restaurant and bar on Country Club Drive. A fight had broke out and they were leaving the spot. This is crazy. They did perform an emergency C-section, but unfortunately her and the baby died. And again, because it's going to be ruled as a homicide because of how she was shot, but evidently the fight created a shooting outside of this spot because people are complete idiots. Just wild. But there's so many stories of Black women losing their lives, and of course anyone could go and pull up the data, okay, and see in regards to how many deaths, how many assaults reported. And you just keep going. It's just so many stories, you know, that I was just looking at to obtain these names and try to locate. Because every time I'm on Instagram, it's always a story. Always a story. And about a woman losing her life, the young girl who lost her life to the two guys. They got mad and one of them shot her to death in the parking lot because she rejected him. I mean, it's just crazy. And then you got the women who are done by their exes and or boyfriends or husbands. These aren't one-offs. So regardless if this bitch lied, these stories aren't one-offs. The shit is happening. And they can't be ignored. And that's what's like really pissing me off, that if this bitch didn't lie about this shit, and you got these women out here losing their life to domestic violence, to intimate partners that they've been with, married to or exes, or just men, passerbys, taking their lives. For what? Because they're angry. And then they defend a shit because of bullshit like this. This Ro Bashi or Bashe or whatever her name is. If she's lied about this shit, she needs to be arrested, just like that Jussie, and charged. Because these women are losing their lives again. Tamika Chapman, Saria Hildebrand, Andrika McIntosh, Imani Robertson, Alicia Lofton, Ashley Henning, Kalia Jones. And these are just the ones that I see that are recent, plus the ones that I went over in the past couple of years that I've located on Essence. These are just a few names. All the names that I provided, those are still just a few, because there's so many. There's a lot. And you have so many, what was the recent one last year? And this is the Black man done by white women. Black man fatally stabbed by a white girlfriend. A Black man, Christian Obumseli. He was stabbed by his girlfriend, Courtney Clinton. That was a domestic dispute. And you just didn't, that whole case, because they were the neighbors and everything was kept consistently talking about them having the police come into their place because of domestic. And it's just, it's wild out here. But it's in, I know of closeness as far as family where a black man has lost his life to a white woman, and immediately they do like with that 18-year-old lied about the two black men forcing him to do this. They immediately lie and go into victimization, being a victim, stating that the man is abusive, and they reacted into saving their life. And of course, they're going to be the victim in this society. Per the white woman, will always be the victim in this society initially first, before any evidence or any investigation is completed. So when you have, you know, black men using that and say, okay, this is the reason why we were white women, well then go ahead, be with those white women. Nobody cares. The fact that these black women and women in general are losing their lives to men, not just black men, to men, and men losing their lives to women, there's a bigger issue here than you taking up preference of a specific race, because now you want to be what? You're now crying and whining and want to be a victim? Who gives a fuck about what you are going through as far as your relationships? We're talking about people losing their damn lives. People who are being actually abused. That female story is not a one-off. I mean, that female story is a one-off compared to all of these victims. It's just, man, this shit is out here wild.